Armadoxy for today, veterans. A veteran is a person who has had long experience in a particular field. Generically, we use the word to refer to military personnel, especially those who have actively served in the military. The veteran is someone who loves country much more than his or her own life. That is, the veteran is willing to lay down his or her own life for the country, for something that is greater than the self. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." He is referring to his own sacrifice, and in his words, he defines true love as a function of selflessness. He places value on friendship, that is, harmonious living with one another, and that value is measured by life itself, a willingness to sacrifice life for the benefit of the greater good. The sacrifice made by veterans has the greatest value, more than anything else, more than any other action, because the measuring currency of that value is more precious than silver, gold, and even platinum. That's why we refer to it as paying the ultimate price, life itself. Today we celebrate Veterans Day. It is yet another opportunity for us to pause, to contemplate. It is an opportunity for us to thank those who have selflessly given of themselves, even unto death, for something greater than themselves. It is also a chance for us at self-evaluation. There is a simple test to take on this day. Ask yourself, what are the things that are most important for me? What are the things for which I would be willing to give up my life? And once you have this in your sight, now ask yourself, if I'm willing to die for it, am I willing to live for it? If we are willing to die for Christ, then the more important question we must ask ourselves is, am I willing to live for Christ? Armadoxy is the proof that living out Christian principles is much harder than dying for them. We pray Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Amen. Do we find the cost of freedom buried in the ground? Mother Earth will swallow you.